Hi again, everybody. It's the KeyBank Pregame Manager Show with Tribe Bench Coach and Acting Manager Brad Mills. Manager Terry Francona still away from the ball club. It's the finale of this three-game series, the Tribe and the San Diego Padres. And, you know, this is baseball. Records don't mean a whole lot when you go day-to-day, Brad. These guys are in the major leagues for a reason, too. And you and I were just talking before we started the show. That is a really impressive bullpen. Probably a bullpen that nobody in the Midwest knows a whole lot about until you see this team up close.
There's no doubt that bullpen is able to come in and shut innings down when some guys get on. You know, last night we were able to put together 14 hits, but only two runs, and the five extra base hits were good, but they just happened to come with nobody on, really. So we're in a situation where maybe – getting those base hits with runners in scoring position or putting good, solid at-bats together throughout the lineup, and then we'll go from there and hopefully put some runs on the board.
Brad, it was no coincidence when this club was really scoring runs on a recent road trip. Big part of that was Edwin Encarnacion. I mean, that's the reason you went out and signed him. Yet at times, does it still look to you like he might be trying to do too much?
Well, I think you're gonna find that from Edwin. And even some other guys in the lineup. You know, when the team's not scoring, sometimes guys have a tendency to try to do a little bit too much. There's a little bit of that going on, I feel. But once they get to a point that everybody starts working together, and I think we're pretty close to being at that point, and I can say that because of the 14 hits last night.
Well, and Frankie Lindor looked like the old Frankie Lindor last night. It seemed like he hit a ball to every part of the park at some point in that game.
He sure did, and it was nice to see his first at bat, the double, and then he hit the double off the pitcher and the way he ran to second and got there. So, yeah, it's right around the corner when he's going to be able to put together solid at bats on a continuous basis. So we'll see how it goes tonight, but we're excited about maybe getting back and scoring some runs and getting those hits.
What about Jason Kipnis? Is he good to go?
Jason is back in the lineup tonight. He feels good. His neck feels much better. He's going to play second and lead off, and we're looking for good things from Kip.
What about Michael Brantley? He's DHing tonight?
You know, there's been a lot of games that he's played straight now, and with Almonte swinging the bat as well as he did last night, getting him some time in the outfield is not going to be bad. And we'll just get Brantley off his legs a little bit and off that ankle and in the batter's box where we like to see him anyway.
Josh Tomlin goes tonight. Brad, there hasn't been a lot of in-between with Josh this year. He's either gotten hit early or he's been very good and giving you Josh Tomlin-like outings. Is there a key for him early in a ballgame?
Well, it's always the command of his fastball, being able to use, again, both sides of the plate and keep guys off with his curveball and changeup. There's no reason why he won't be able to do that tonight. He's had a couple of rough outings, but he's had a couple of really great outings too. And so we're hoping that this is going to be one of the latter outings, and we'll go from there.
Hey, Brad, you were a good hitter back in the day. It seemed like the curveball kind of, I don't want to say it went out of vogue, but guys started to throw sliders more. Maybe it was an easier pitch for some guys to pick up. You look at this Indian staff now, and the curveball has really emerged when you think of Kluber and Tomlin and Bauer and whatnot. Do you think the game is going that way again?
Well, I think, you know, we've talked also about the change of speeds and how you get hitters out, you know, up, down, fast, slow. And I think fast, slow now is one thing that we're trying to work with, especially with different kinds of hitters. In general, I'm not sure it's really coming back as a whole in general, but maybe with some pitchers, they have a feel for that curveball right now, and now they're able to utilize the fast, slow portion of getting hitters out a little bit more effective, and so that's what you're seeing.
That is Tribe's acting manager, Brad Mills, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Padres coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.